Thank you, Chairman. Good morning to all. I am Dr. Subhash from Indian Council of Agriculture Research, Project Director for Farming System Research India. And I would like to present the preliminary results of ICR AgMIP project on modeling, crop modeling aspect. Here my talk is linking farmers' participation with modeling approach to study the impact of climate change and to identify the suitable adaptation strategies for rice feed production system in Indo-Gangetic Basin. The Indo-Gangetic Basin, which is the food basket of South Asia, which produces around, which is having for 13.5 million hectare rice feed area, rice feed production system. And this introduction, you see just the, as far as CMIP, five models, almost all the models, they have projected the surface air temperature, both maximum as well as minimum temperature, are expected to increase, and also the precipitation also increases in future. And there is a extreme events, particularly the extreme rainfall events, are also expected to increase in future. And as per the different model scenarios, There's a range of, I mean, warming over India is likely to be in the range of 1.7 to 2 degree by 2030 and 3 to 5 degree by 2080 as compared to the pre-industrial time scenario. And precipitation is likely to increase 4 to 5% by 2030 and 6 to 14% by the end of the century. So you see, the Indo-Gangetic Basin, which is a food basket of South Asia, as already told, is divided into three broad geographical region. That is Indo-Gangetic Basin, that is upper catchment, western region, and eastern region. And each region has its own advantages as well as disadvantages. When we see the upper catchment area, here the low productivity is low, and also the poor investment in infrastructure. And there are so many problems because it's a hilly area, so there are downstream environmental constraints are there. And when we look into the different regions, western as well as eastern region, when we look into the eastern region, it's a low productivity region. Here the rice wheat system productivity, that means total rice plus wheat, there is 4 to 8 tons per hectare. And this is a food deficit region and low investment in infrastructure and underutilization of groundwater. There is still hope to use the groundwater resources. Then very few developed irrigation network in that area. And as far as western region is, it is high productivity region. This is rice wheat system productivity is more than 12 tons per hectare. And high investment in infrastructure and over-exploitation of groundwater, there it is under threat. And well-developed irrigation network. And as far as in our study, that is under ACMIP ICR collaborative project, we have selected the upper Gangetic region and studies district. We have concentrated one district, that is Meerut district, which is under UP state of India. And we have surveyed 76 rice wheat farms spread over, this is this spatial spread of the rice wheat farms in that district. And this is a typical farming system of the study area. When we look into this, there are crops, the main crops, cropping system is rice wheat, then sugar cane wheat, and some minor crops, maize and sorghum. These are the crops as far as cropping system. And then the household, they will normally grow other vegetables and fruits during the summer season because this area is a well-developed irrigation network. And also, most of the households, they will keep 2 to 3 livestock and they will use the dung for the animal as well as FOM purpose. And this is a typical farming system. And we have used this methodology, ACMIP methodology, for our study. And here, we have calibrated the AXIM as well as DSAT models based on our experimental data And then we have used the climate data, RCP scenario 8.5 for the mid-century period. And then we have not incorporated the livestock model in the initial study. And we have used the ACMIP tools to analyze the data. And we have then incorporated them to the TOAMD model for economic analysis. And when we look into this, we have used the regional RAS. This is representative agricultural pathways, which is nothing but the visualization of the future by different categories of people, that means stakeholders, that means from the farm, that is farmer, to the policy level, how they are visualizing the future. And this is the future scenario of temperature. When we look into the maximum and minimum temperature monthly, when we see all the 20 models are projected, there is an increase of 3 to 5 degree, increase of maximum as well as minimum temperature for all the months. And as far as rainfall is concerned, here there is an uncertainty among the rainfall. When we look into the monsoon season means which is from June to September months, which is the during that period, this area gets around 70% of the rainfall. But when we look into the different projections by the different GCMs, there is a large uncertainty. And but this area is, as I told it to you, it is the irrigated area. And these are the summary of the climate projections by different. We have selected 5 models because these 5 models will explain the monsoon process. That's why we have selected these 5 models. And even though there is a lot of uncertainty among the models. And this is the abstract of farm survey. When we have surveyed 76 farms, when you see the average family size of the household is 6.326 and average operational land holdings 1.68 hectare, and they will grow rice. They have average size is rice, for rice it is 0.3 and average wheat area 0.5, and the remaining area they have used for other crops as well as vegetables, etc. And we have calibrated one rice variety as well as one wheat variety for this study. And these are the modeling. For modeling purpose, we have used, these are the basic data set for calibration of the model. I am not going into the details of that calibration and everything. And this is the spatial variability of the management decision. As you know, in the farmer's field, there are lot of variability of the management decisions by the farmers. Particularly when we look into the date of transplanting, when we talk about rice, there is a 1 month variability among the 76 farms, and number of irrigations also, there is lot of variability, and rate of harvest naturally it will also, then grain yield, the yield level also, there is a lot of variability among the farmers field. And when we look into the wheat, that means after rice, the rice season is from June to October. Then after growing rice, they will grow wheat in the same field. So wheat growing, there is a 1 month time for the date of sowing. It stretches. And number of irrigation, normally for wheat in that area, farmers will follow 4-5 irrigation. But you see here, some of the farmers are doing 2 irrigation, providing 2 irrigations, and some are 5 irrigations. And grain yield also, there's a lot of variability among the farmers. And we have incorporated all the management variability into the modeling. And we found that this DSAT and APSIN, we have compared these 2 models for the projection. And there is a lot of uncertainty among these models. And some, you see, when we look into this figure, you see the DSAT as well as APSIN, there is a large variation, uncertainty among the models. And this is the, when we look into the minimum and maximum, that is some pessimistic as well as the optimistic scenarios, So lot of variability. That means we have to take care when we look into the food security. When we suppose we are using modeling for food security analysis, we have to take care of these aspects. And then we will go to the final modeling, from top modeling to economic modeling. Here, what we did is, this is the conical approach for RAPS development, that is means representative agricultural pathways. Here, we have started the interactions with the farmers. We started the farmers' interaction, then with the researchers as well as scientists, then officials of the government level, and then state developmental agencies, finally at the country level, policy makers. And based on these interactions, we have developed some RAPS narrative. This is for that particular region. That means the agricultural production system in the Indo-Gangetic region, where the rice wheat is the predominant cropping system and contributes substantially to the national food security. And we come out with this RAPS narrative, then rice wheat production system in the region gets adversely affected by climate change, then farm productivity declines, then agricultural labor moves to some other places. Then, though the government adopts long-term as well as short-term policy measures, even then, the production costs increase substantially. And in India, normally, the government will provide some assured prices, that is, we call the minimum support price for the farmers. This will be inadequate in future than to enhance agricultural production to meet food demand. So, finally, the government will liberalize imports of food grains, then invest more on research as well as for the development of developing new crop cultivars for the region. This is a visualization by different categories of from farmer to policy level stakeholders. And then we have answered three questions here. That is, what is the sensitivity of current agricultural production system to climate change? Then, what is the impact of climate change on future agricultural production system? Then, what are the benefits of climate change adaptations? Based on the RAPS, we have come out with some adaptation strategies which are favorable for the future. And this is the result we got when we look into this. When the observed mean yield of the rice declined to 9% decline. That means when we take the average, not with the individual model, just I am putting the average figure here. And then when we look into the net returns, there is a 10% decline of net returns under climate change situation, farm net return. But when you see the per capita income also, there is a decline of 10%. And when we look into the future production system, here there is a slight increase of per capita income as well as the net return, because in future the prices will be higher. Because you are projecting there is a decline of 10% decline of yield, but the prices will be around 20% increase. That's why we are getting the higher value here. And what are the benefits of climate change adaptation? When we do the one adaptation, we have incorporated only one adaptation here. That means there is as per the discussion with the stakeholders, we found that they told that there is one adaptation, that is advancing of their date of sowing. That particular adaptation strategy we have incorporated. In that way, the yield increased as well as the net returns also increased by 10% to 15% with one adaptation, and per capita income also increased. And already I have told all the points, and one thing I want to tell is here we have incorporated only one adaptation strategy that increased the net farm income as well as the per capita income to 10%, but we have to put multiple adaptation strategies for the rice wheat system. That is our conclusion. Thank you.